What's poppin', people? It's Wednesday in the basement with Mark.
Hi.
Brandon is here.
Hello.
Emphasis on the D-O-N, of course. Jay's here. I'm Drew from Ferndale. You guys are from wherever you're from, and this is Drew and Mike Podcast. And LaDuff has spoken. I learned that not only did he call me today when I spoke to him, but he tried to call me three other times, which I don't know what happened. It doesn't appear on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is highly suspicious.
Huh.
In my opinion. Look again.
Okay.
How would his name not show? I mean, that's weird. My ringer's been on the whole time, too. But he did call Jay.
You don't want to talk to me about phones when ringers working and not working.
Your phone is still...
Well, it's been like that for months. Why would I ever get a new one now?
Any new methodology in terms of keeping the sound down?
Well, usually I just sit on it or put it in my pocket or, you know, I wear headphones at night, so it never goes off at night.
Now, if there's a paycheck in December, do you think we can put this in the budget?
No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because you know what the problem is, Drew? Is I'm going to get a new phone, and I feel like I'm going to have to take like a week off just to like update it. Because I lost all my contacts, and I have like all these paper slips of contacts, and I'm going to have to sit there. Oh, Jay's calling me right now. See, it's ringing.
There's a lot of work. Jay.
See? But it's on.
There's a lot of work ahead in your phone. Why am I not hearing the ring?
It just rang. Did you guys hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, try me back, Jay.
Another thing phone does, I text him all the time, and he never responds to me. And then I see him, and he goes, I did respond to you.
I do, though. I do.
I don't know.
What happened to your response?
They never show up.
Here, I'll show you on here. I will admit that I'm not very good at getting back to people. I want to be better.
Oh, so you're lying to me when you tell me that
No.
Why isn't it ringing now? I'm calling you.
You are?
Yeah.
Because there's no service down here, probably.
Really? Wait, let's see what's going on.
My phone's on. Are you sure you're calling me?
Oh, yeah, it went right to voicemail.
I got a happy Thanksgiving text from Norman Pardo, OJ's
really?
Best friend. Yeah.
He's kind of our buddy now.
Well, I think he just sent out like a big...
Mass sent.
It's very nice. But it's like, Norman Pardo, what? It's the only happy Thanksgiving text I got.
Well, now it's ringing. I'm hearing a ringer.
You can hear it. That's as quiet as I can make it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's always on.
Wow.
I know.
It seems like that would be easy to, if you put it under the...
Yeah.
If you put it under sofa cushion or something.
That's what I do. Let's see, Brandon.
I mean, it's not the best option.
Look, see,
your cell phone blows.
What does it cost to get a new phone?
See, look, I texted Brandon Mick. He sends me like eight paragraphs or something, and I wrote, new phone, who dis? Because I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Who's calling?
You texted on November 9th, and then I talked to you for 9 days, and you texted again, so I wrote new, and I spell it F-O-N-E, new phone, who dis?
Now, what's it going to cost you to get a new phone?
I don't know, $800?
Is it that much?
For a new iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to pay by month. You know, you can rent them now.
But as a continuing customer, they're still going to charge you that much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In time, doesn't something kick in where you're due for an upgrade?
No, they don't do that anymore.
They don't?
What they do is you rent the phone from them, and then when the new phone comes out, you get that phone, but you have to rent that one. So you're in this continuous rent, and if you do the math, it's cheaper to just buy it out, right? I think I could probably get it for like $700,
$729. Oh, there's my phone.
Now, when they finance it, where they finance it over
some places
10
do
months?
It 30. I think the Apple Store does it for 24 months. AT&T does it for 30.
That's nothing, though, over that course of time.
$28
you don't
bucks
do that?
A month. I'd rather just buy it outright because I'm not the kind of person that needs a new phone every 2 years, obviously. I can wait 5 years. But because of that, I want to get the one that's 254 gig instead of a 32. One that has a lot of memory, so I don't have to delete videos of my daughter to play the Simpsons game.
I hear you, man.
I'm with you, though, Mark, because my phone likes old, too. I don't need to replace it. But they told me I've got an unlimited data plan.
Yeah.
And then Verizon tried to fuck us out of it. They say, well, if you sign up for this monthly thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I talked to the guy in the store, and he says if you fall for that, they will fuck you out of your unlimited data plan.
Really?
So he said your best shot is
to
buy
it. Do that?
He says that through the contract terminology,
just to buy it outright. Well, I'd rather own something than rent a phone.
So, the, you know, the guy said buy a phone at full price. They'll and just say move my plan from this one to that one, and they can't.
And then I can sell this plan. POS on eBay for like $5.
People sell their phones on eBay?
Oh, yeah.
What I've are they done worth? That with my old I've never done it. What? How much money am I losing?
Well, it depends how old they are. I mean, you get...
Let's just say I bought a new phone tomorrow. This is my two-year-old
Six S?
Six, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know. What, $200?
Maybe. Really?
Yeah.
But then I got to scrub it. I mean, can I really trust that it's scrubbed?
Never.
Seems like it. I was just watching, what's his name, on Good Morning America, their investigative guy.
Oh, Brian Ross?
Yeah, Brian Ross. And, oh no, not Brian Ross, the guy that argues with Nancy Grace all the time.
Oh, Dan Harris?
No. No. He's got graying hair.
Michael Strahan. No. George Stephanopoulos.
Whatever. You know,
Robin Roberts.
It's their investigative guy. Just picture an investigative guy who's smart. Anyway, he was pointing out, I think it was him. You know what? You might be right. It might not.
Whatever.
It might have been Dan. Yeah. Anyway, he was a. He bought phones from these people.
Yeah.
And then went back to him like 2 days later and said, hey, look at all the stuff I found on your phone.
Oh, what a
dick.
You
sold me.
What an ass.
And he had everything. He had every account, every password, everything from this one
chick. This is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm working my way through Drew's mind right now. Are you sure it wasn't on the Today Show and it was Jeff, the guy that used to work in this market, Jeff Rossin? Because that sounds like the kind of story he would do.
It was Jeff Rossin. You're right. You're fucking right. Nice job.
It sounds like the kind of story would do.
You've learned the failings of my mind.
And I just, I watch GMA all the time. I never watch Today's Show, so I figured.
I don't usually watch Today's Show either, although I try to watch both, because there's a lot of good stories on both, generally, if you buzz through there.
I will not watch the Today Show, especially because Matt Lauer just got another 2-year extension at $20 million a year.
I hate that fuck face.
$20 million a year for that gig.
They make a lot of money. Morning TV is lucrative. Those nine people are mighty important people in this town.
What does he add that you couldn't get, like, say...
I think he's very disliked, to be honest. I think a lot of people don't like him.
Well, that's what I mean. Couldn't you pluck... I'm trying to think of who some of their other fill-in people are and just have them do it at half the price.
Well, they've got farm team people...
Mainly because they're losing.
What's his name? Willie.
Willie! Willie Geist.
Yeah, Willie Geist.
He could do that gig for half that money.
Easy.
And maybe get new viewers over from GMA.
Bring Brian Williams back.
Well, he's probably...
Just throw him out there. See what happens.
He's telling people that's his
game. People will watch the first day.
Get Billy Bush in there.
Billy Bush, yeah.
Billy Bush is just fucked. He's gonna do Breitbart. Fucked. He's going to work for Breitbart?
Yeah, that was the new rumor. He's going to be on Breitbart.
I don't think so.
What? No?
I don't think so. Yeah, we got the Hokies in Michigan. We could have partial scores if only Mags was here. Mags.
Do you want to make
two mixed up?
You want to make a bet?
Sure, I'll make a friendly bet. How about
if Michigan wins, you have to wear Michigan apparel. And
I'll bring you some Virginia apples. I get you.
And I got a bushel of Michigan cherries.
There you go. Or some of that Michigan wine to bake.
Oh, that's so. I hate when people governors make bets.
Despicable.
Oh wow.
I don't know. What's the line in this game?
That's a great question. How come Virginia Tech's best player doesn't start?
I don't know. How can I explain it? I can't. They're not bad, though. They finished last year real strong. I mean, Buzz Williams. I'm proud of my entire program right now.
Things are Michigan's going well. Favored by 4.5.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be a good game. This will be a good test to see where each team is at.
Amen. So, back to the where were we went. We're talking about the phones and scrubbing.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were talking about ways that you can scrub it that's generally very successful. But I, at the end of the story, I really felt like, is it worth making $100 off your phone to risk somebody having so much of your information?
It depends how much information's on there, really, and what you're really scared of people finding.
Well, I mean,
you make
nudes.
Are you
worried?
This one chick, they found every text message she'd ever written on her phone.
Probably.
Over like 2 years. Every fucking text message. And she turned beet red when they informed her that.
I mean, what are people going to find on my, like, what text? I don't know. I don't think I sent any salacious texts. It'll be, can you turn the heat up 1 degree? Okay.
I suppose.
Podcast starts at 6. I'm running late.
There's a lot of truth to that. I don't know. Would you be worried about anything on your phone, Jay?
I would just load it with porn. So like, it's just
that's your cover for it being loaded with
porn. If it's porn, you know what? If you put porn in there, that's all people will focus on, and they won't take any interest in any other stuff. Yeah. Exactly. Brandon, do you have stuff on your phone you don't want people to see?
Not really. No.
No passwords.
Well,
no personal stuff.
See, I don't have any passwords on.
I use my phone a lot to, you know, I've made payments.
Beat off.
I've made payments, you know. Online.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I don't know if.
Social Security number? Anything?
I don't think I've ever.
Account numbers?
Yeah, account numbers.
Credit card numbers?
I'd worry about that.
That was something that was in existence. I think in all cases, people had credit card numbers on there.
I'd worry about that. I've never done that on my phone, though.
Me neither.
Yeah. I don't think I have. Yeah.
My phone is a phone. That's it.
Yeah. Well. And to beat off.
It is amazing. Now, what's in the phone that's so beat offable?
The internet?
Pictures and, yeah. Okay.
Personal nudes? True.
Ex-hamster?
Wouldn't an iPad be better for pounding off?
What?
Would an iPad be better for pounding off?
Well, it's bigger. I mean,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Depends how many hands you need.
Seems like it'd be easy to set it down somewhere.
They'd just be getting
you have to hold what you're pounding off to?
5,000 pictures of my dog, so...
I guess not.
You have to have physical contact.
I usually just use the mirror. Take a selfie. God, there's some of the dumbest. There's somebody we know, and I'm only bringing this up because it was texted to me today, and I'm going to show you the picture.
I already have a suspect in mind.
Really?
The name start with a J?
Yeah. The person who sent it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the person who's in it.
Okay.
This person send it to you?
What's their name end with?
Their first name or their last name?
Their
first name ends with an ache. That's why I don't think it's the same person.
Oh, okay. No, didn't sound right.
Real discreet. He's
big on social media, so I'm not as on it, on top of it.
Who's calling the studio?
It's a 207 number.
Is it LaDuffy?
No, it's a area code 207. Where's that?
Is that the adult?
I think it is.
Okay.
I said I'd call them.
So anyways, this person sends me things he sees on social media that he thinks is ridiculous.
Okay. He's helping the show prep.
Mainly people that we've worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That take selfies.
Oh, okay.
Send me a picture of somebody that took a selfie of them in the dentist chair. And is that really necessary?
What the f-
Is that really necessary that person takes a selfie in a dentist chair and writes, "Feeling nervous"? It's like, man up, no, you puss. This is Trump's America.
He just wanted his picture out there.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
Bullshit. I see right through him.
Thank you.
I've had pictures taken of me when I was in hospital beds, though, because I look so gnarly.
But do you post them?
No, not like a... Well, it wasn't a selfie. It was somebody else taking the picture.
Oh, well, that's a little better. But still, why would you post it?
Mm. I told you.
To laugh at yourself?
The dentist chair is the most ridiculous place. I think I told you I was in the dentist chair, and I just sat down, and I'm looking up at the mirror, you know, where they have x-rays and stuff on there?
Yeah.
And I see this picture of someone's gums, real close up of their gums, and I said, oh, my God, don't ever take a picture of me, and if you ever have one, just shoot me or burn the thing. What? Take your pick. And she goes, that is you. I'm like, oh, fuck.
They were showing me it last time. I go... Oh, my God, my mouth is disgusting. And then it just turned into a conversation of, I don't know how you work on my mouth, much less everybody else's mouth. That is so gross.
We have that conversation all the time. It's funny with my dentist, and she always has this way of saying, discussing the matter, which just makes me feel ill, how the mouth is the portal to your health. I'm like, oh, God, the portal.
What's the butthole? It's also a portal. It's just the other way, hopefully.
But when I just started thinking about clinical terms, it's like when I had my back surgery and they showed me that skeleton, that giant skeleton. They're like, yeah, here's where you got the problem. I'm like, oh, God, that's me? You don't talk about that skeleton like it's me.
Oh, there was some – oh, this is so gross, but I watched it. There was a story. It might have been on the Daily Mail today. So I don't know, Jay, if you saw it. But it was somebody put a video out there on Facebook. It's getting all these hits, and it was them popping a blackhead really close.
Oh,
sweet.
I cannot not watch those videos. I don't know why. They're so gross.
How much of an explosion was there?
Huge. Oh. Huge. And the tip is like black and hard, and there's just all this pus.
Did the explosion hit the camera, like land on the camera?
No, because it's like really close. It's so disgusting.
It's close. You'd think you'd have a good shot of hitting the camera.
If you go on YouTube, you can just get lost in zit popping videos or boils.
You know what I was lost in the other night on YouTube? What? Breastfeeding videos.
Oh, of course. Of course. I should
I just
have guessed
bumped
that.
Into one, and then it's like best of breastfeeding. And so I'm like, ah, best. Are we going to not click on it?
Best of breastfeeding. The best part about that is somebody actually made that.
Yes, they did.
Because they went through all the videos for people like us.
And I'm here to tell you, I was not the first to hit on it either. Like 2 million hits.
Of course.
Did you write a comment saying, I'll have what he's having?
No comments. But you know, what was repulsive, there were a lot of, first of all these chicks get off on people seeing them breastfeed. They all do. They all say like, oh, that's what the breast is for, and it's perfectly natural. But, oh, isn't it amazing that every one of you chicks that so desperately, you know, or feels so strongly about your right to breastfeed publicly has gigundous tits.
Yeah.
Just gigundous. I mean, like quadruple D or double Z or whatever.
Oh, that's because.
How is that?
That's because it's easier to feed. All right, best of breastfeeding videos. Is that what it was?
Something like that. I mean, that was the point.
Oh,
trust me, there won't be more. There won't be just one.
Oh! Whoa! What's going on here? I'll show you the one that made us go. Oh, is that one? That makes it too clinical. That'd be like seeing a butthole with a dump coming out of it. Ooh, what's this one? Look at that kid's playing with their other boob.
There are a lot of dual breastfeeding, one kid on each boob.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you'll find, what I found about a lot of these women who are
Jake, can you turn
so into this, is that not only do they have huge breasts, but they also breastfeed their kids till they're like six.
He's playing with her other one. Look, he's copping a feel on the other one. That kid's like four, by the way.
These kids, you know, there's like the little...
What? Where's that foot going?
The little year-old baby, you know?
This is weird.
Who's fighting to latch, you know, and getting on there. And then like, the five-year-old comes running up and just pulls the other one out and grabs it like, hey, I can still do this, too.
Apparently, this is a thing, the naked breastfeeding competition or compilation.
You know, search for something like big-breasted breastfeeding videos or something like that.
You're
I'm not sure it was
so
best
mature.
Of.
She's like, this chick is totally new. Whoa, look at Drew. That kid's too old, right? I mean,
yes.
That kid's like one and a half.
Yes.
I mean, oh, wow. I mean, that kid's got a job.
Why the kid just has, I mean.
How old is this kid?
Oh my gosh, this one's even older.
You find these kids just have ownership, especially when it's two kids at once. They really have an ownership thing, like, hey, I can come here whenever I want. And the mom's going, are you hungry? Need some milk? Yeah, and they just start grabbing. It's not like, yeah, would it be okay? They just grab. They just pull the
go
shirt
up.
Go up
to mommy.
Give me that.
Is this a birthing video? Oh,
oh dude.
What? 6.8 million. What do you mean? You don't know what that?
I'm into the squirting videos now?
No, it's birthing.
Oh. I wonder why her legs were spread and her she didn't appear to be wearing any undergarments.
Brandon, check it out.
Not ready for this.
Wait, what is this one? Penis enlargement, India small penis fat graft injection. Okay, can you pop? Am I still up?
I think we've seen this one before, man. This one's pretty gross.
What?
Fat graft has been harvested from lower abdomen after preparation. Finest quality blood fat, free fat graft. Ew.
Yeah.
What, are we shooting fat into penises?
Dude, I'm going to do penile girth enlargement surgery in this case. The penis is thin. Ah. You can see here. This is the same.
How do we just get lost in YouTube videos?
Not fully erect.
Why is this guy
slightly
like...
less than full erection. Girth is less.
I can't believe this is on YouTube.
From this area. We have already
What's he showing where he's going to inject fat into that thing?
Yeah.
It is kind of thin, I have to admit.
It is. Oh! You gotta see the needle go in the junk.
Oh, God, can we get off this?
Hey, Bob, penis looks great today.
Look at, 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 look at.
Maintain regular smooth contour.
Now, did you make it ribbed?
For pleasure.
Oh! I have a feeling, okay, I just want to see the end.
Hey, you really got
Oh, look how weird it looks!
Dude, Dude, now he's hung.
Some fat.
What? What the fuck?
So
oh my God!
There's the before and after.
Jack, what have you done with
it
your
looks
penis?
Like he reached.
So we getting a point with this guy.
He uncirced him.
I know he did. You're right. He uncirced him. The guy was circumcised. He injected so much fat into it that the foreskin just went rolling over.
Works. First, we need to understand the biology of the penis. Sorry. And what?
There's a bunch of penis enlargement stuff.
Hey, who's the new guy but with the penis?
Brandon, he did. He went from cirque to uncirced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Via all that fat transfer.
And we went from boobs to penises.
Sorry.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Jeez.
I was supposed to make it bigger.
Now you're all just right. Watching pump videos.
moving on.
Yeah,
thank God.
Let me mention that I talked to Charlie today.
Are you molesting yourself now?
And Charlie's coming in Friday to talk about whatever the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Which is that he resigned from Fox 2. Thursday's his last day. And the thing that sucks to me is I thought they'd do a nice send-off, but it sounds like there's going to be no...
Well, what's he doing Thursday? Is he doing a piece?
I don't think he's doing anything.
Then why is that his last day?
I don't know. I think it's just a matter of, you know, getting the paycheck in line or whatever.
Hmm. Now, what's interesting is when that news first broke on Freep and I think the Detroit News website, they said... Monday. When did it break? Tuesday night or Monday night? Monday.
It was Monday night.
It said at Monday at 5 o'clock they'll have a going away piece or whatever. Like that was in the
this past Monday.
Yeah, when the news became public, which was early in the day, it said there'll be
that
a
was rather sudden
compilation piece at 5 o'clock. So I looked for it and wasn't there. So I don't know. I don't know what if I guess you said they're not going to do one though. That's well, kind of surprising.
He sort of indicated that there was talk about doing a short piece.
Yeah.
You know, sort of an upbeat short piece. And I don't want to talk out of school here, but I
remember you. Just it's greatest hits over that song.
Memories.
Yeah.
I thought you could do a nice 7-8 minute piece with clips from all those great stories he's done. Why would you pass on that? You know how these TV stations are, of course, gonna promote the shit out of it, and they would do giant numbers from it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't.
He should ride around Detroit with Huel.
Like Bernie and...
Bernie and Carmen, yeah. Brilliant.
That would be really funny. It actually would be better if he rode around with Bernie. I mean, it'd make no sense, and they would never do it, but...
Well, it'd be wacky.
Actually, it'd be good if they went far as those two went, so like 3 miles and back.
There's just so much material. I mean, he's only been there, I think, 6.5-7 years, but he has churned out a ton, mm-hmm. an absolute ton, and some really long stories, like his golfing across the city story.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Yeah.
The boat down the Rouge River.
Yep.
Stuff like that. Those were long stories when he did them, but you could take a nice chunk from many, many of those. I just saw the Meals on Wheels story he did back in 2013.
That's like his classic one where he ate dog food.
Yeah.
That's like his best one ever.
Cat food, I think.
Oh, cat food, okay.
Yeah, with that guy. And I got to tell you, I had not seen that story or I'd just forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
That was an appalling story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what bullshit that they cut the budget so badly that the Meals on Wheels are getting for these senior citizens, most of them who are not just 65, they're like in their 80s and really depend on this. They were just getting a total, it was like a prison meal. It was total
garbage.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And they didn't even eat it.
Yep.
That was the main thing you learned was what it's just a total waste. It's just basically going through the motions to pay somebody a nice chunk of change.
It makes it look like they're doing something, even though they're really not doing anything.
Right. It's the opposite. They're ripping themselves off.
Yep.
They're blowing a bunch of cash on something. And if they'd spent what they were supposed to spend, what they used to spend, they get a nice hot meal out to senior citizens who damn well need it. But instead, you know, and the guy who was really the subject of it, well, there were two people. There was an older lady and there was a younger guy in a wheelchair. That guy would brave the traffic. It was like 4-lane traffic to go across in his wheelchair to get to Arby's rather than eat the shit they brought him. That was, oh, man. But great story, man. The story when he waited for the response time. Of the police,
took the bath.
The burglary and took a bath. Yeah. He spilled a Coke on himself, so he took a bath in the lady's bathtub while they waited.
Yep.
That was one of my favorites.
Squatted on the squatter.
Oh, yeah. That was another classic one.
When he found out he's black.
That's a great one.
That was really when we sort of really tuned into Charlie.
Well, I think the first one I really remember him, though, he was popping out of tires.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that story
was. He used to do that a lot. Yeah. He'd pop out of garbage cans, and yeah, those were funny. Those were great. I love that.
It's great.
This is the squatter one. Is that power hooked up legit there?
My power is...
That's not legit.
It's not legit.
No, you stealing a bit of power.
I am blessed.
Hashtag.
Wow. I'm going to jail for squatting.
How about, can you find him taking a bath?
I will remember.
I will remember you.
The Meals on Wheels one remains the fourth... all time biggest on Reddit.
That's incredible.
Video.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey,
what's number one?
The history
that
of
breastfeeding
Japan.
Video we just watched.
No, the history of Japan. It's also been beaten by the 1 minute time machine, which is a really, really funny bit, actually.
Sounds hilarious.
It is.
If you live in Detroit, you already know it. If you're a victim of a crime, well, the chances are you're going to be waiting for the police to show up.
Yeah, but how long do you wait in these days of cutbacks? Charlie LaDuff decided to do an experiment. Charlie, tell us about it.
Okay, well, we recently answered a run-of-the-mill home invasion call. Now, you'd be freaked out, right? You'd want help right away, wouldn't you? Well, here's what happened.
Come home and find out someone has broken into my home again. The police, I called them an hour ago and they have still not gotten here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
While we work all day, they stay at home and figure out whose house they can break in and take their stuff that they didn't work for.
A single woman living alone on the east side, afraid to go in her own home. The thieves could still be in there, waiting on the cops. But she's got Box 2 working for her.
Box 2, coming in.
They got the TV, the game machine, the laptop. 1.5 hours and still no cops.
I would have cleaned the place up a little bit.
I'm getting hungry.
And iced tea, sweet, unsweet.
Sweet. Did that kind of hit you when you saw that?
Ice, no ice.
It better
no
muscle. Ice.
Sweet tea, no ice, large fries, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Please place the order already.
One cheeseburger, sweet tea, no ice. Thank you, sir.
It's 2 hours later, and still no cops.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stir you down the front porch.
Here's your tea.
It's got ice in it.
It does?
Yes.
Oh.
It said no ice.
Oh, look. Let me take it back. I totally said no ice.
Yes, sir. I ordered a sweet tea with no ice. This has ice.
Thank you. Here. No ice. You're welcome.
I think we're going to have a spill here pretty soon. No, hope we didn't spill something on purpose. Oh!
No.
Oh!
What a nice woman. She dries my pants while I clean up.
Thank you.
Charlie's in the bathtub, nude.
He was in his underwear.
He walked in on him?
Yeah.
Now he's... Oh, they're putting up... They're blurred below the robe there, as if his penis went below that robe. I didn't notice that.
That's great
and
editing.
Still no police.
Someone at the door. Is that the police?
How embarrassing.
Police?
I know. They're doing a lot better with this, at least. Yeah. We know that.
Oh, no, it's the grandkids. Hey, guys. Hi. All right. This is what the cat said. Then he fell on his head. He came down with the bump from up there on the ball. And Sally and I...
Charles reading Cat in the Hat to the grandchild.
Fall.
I need a cake right there.
This cake?
Yeah.
How many candles?
Three.
Three, good.
Precincts closed after 4. 850,000 calls to 911 stacking up. Everybody a potential victim of crime in Detroit, and City Hall's answer? Put fewer police on the streets.
Well, so what happened to you this morning?
On my way to work. I come outside, my car gone.
This morning?
This morning.
This is a neighbor of the lady who
yep.
had her house broken
Show
into.
Up?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What in the world is going on?
And he's not alone. This place was firebombed over 2 weeks ago. The owner's got videotape, and he still can't get a detective to come out. Meanwhile, the cops arrive 4 hours later. Wow. And they say they came as soon as they were assigned the call.
This is your report number. Give them a call to find out the investigator who's in charge of your case, and that investigator should have sent someone out here to dust your home for prints.
Okay. Dust your home for prints?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
They should.
Tomorrow.
Call the detective in the morning. Fat chance. Because a month ago, in order to create efficiencies, they took all the detectives out of the neighborhood and centralized them downtown. But guess what? They forgot to fix the phone system. They didn't give them enough cars. They're now 3,000. Nope. Make that 3,001 cases behind. That's not much of a plan. In Detroit, Charlie LaDuff, Fox 2 News.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Great story, though.
I don't remember him dressing in drag at a gay rodeo. Do you remember that one?
2011.
I don't remember that
was
one
it
at
a
all.
Gay rodeo?
Yeah, in Belleville.
I'll let it roll.
It's not. Yeah, it's not that long. Here.
What was the occasion for that?
It's a gay rodeo.
Saturday. Went to the rodeo.
Get up there!
It was full of country folk, Christians, conservatives. The only thing is, this was a gay rodeo.
This is a proud part of our gay heritage, is to be involved in rodeo. It's a way to have fun with the country western lifestyle, our animals, our stock, our friends, and be a part of a bigger world.
The country is changing. Gays will now be allowed to serve openly in the military. Weddings are to begin in New York City on Sunday. So why do they still need a rodeo of their own?
In this arena, you're straight, you're gay, you're lesbian, it doesn't matter. We're competing.
The gay is the same as any other amateur rodeo. They've got bull riding, horse events, plus a few camping things like putting underwear on a goat. And this,
what?
The wild drag where a cross-dresser tries to ride a steer over a chalk line. Okay, I did get hit on by the occasional dude, but I don't hate. Here's how I handle it.
What's your deal? Are you bi? Are you gay? Are you straight?
I'm flattered, but I'm straight. Why would you ask that?
He's got a dress and a boa on.
Michigan, I mean, will you guys make out at the bus stop? Because I can't even watch Bachelorette.
No, I went make out at the bus stop. I don't like it when straight people do it, so why should I?
Me either.
In America, we're taught to judge people by their actions and their abilities.
There you go.
So in that spirit, I competed with gay people in bull riding. My rodeo name? Buck Fitty.
1.50.
Oh. Didn't make it very long.
I rode the bull for 2 seconds and then
it was
fell
rough.
Flat on my
hard
back.
As hell.
It hurt like hell.
That was awesome.
That's the best ride. You walked out of the arena.
Well, is there anything that he would not do?
No. Very gonzo journalism.
Yep. No. He's really.
And then he's doing it in drag when he's got a dress on.
Wait, let me see.
Oh, yeah, but I gotta back it up.
Charlie. I rode the bull for 2 seconds and then fell flat on my back.
Yeah, that's the best one. You made it out.
I did win the wild drag. That's me in the size 12. Go figure. And I learned a little something today.
That's funny.
Be careful who you judge. Be careful who you call a sissy. Can you ride a bull? Are you tough enough? In Belleville, Charlie LaDuff, Fox 2 News.
Why? I mean, we're running some nice clips. We don't even have the benefit of being able to edit this stuff.
I know.
But
why wouldn't they?
From the 6 or 7 minutes we've spent, it's quite apparent that we're losing something huge in terms of this city and people being on the ball and knowing that somebody is crawling up their ass the minute they start trying to screw with regular people. That's what is so important, these investigative reporters, who people bitch about a lot. Oh, why are they getting into that again? Well, because if they don't...
It's why they're the fourth estate.
Yeah, you'll have people like Kilpatrick. He'd still be around if it wasn't for Elric and Schaefer and all those guys.
I don't think journalists get paid enough.
I don't either.
They don't get paid crap, and they do really hard work.
They do. And Charlie, one thing I'll say
about
him.
People don't like the media, so.
He does his homework. Man, he does his homework. You know, that whole story about the demolitions.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't anyone else get that story? I mean, it was sitting there.
So he did all the legwork. And granted, he has the freedom to do it, too, which is great that they'd offer that to somebody.
But he takes the time to do it.
That's why I'm, yeah.
He's one of those guys, you know, usually a lot of people who do Charlie's kind of work, Steve Wilson, people like that, 7 had Steve, Channel 4's had a few people, Fox 2's had a few people. Who was, he went to Private Investigations from Fox 2.
Oh, anything else, Scott Lewis?
Scott Lewis,
anything else, Scott Lewis?
Scott did great.
That guy
work.
Yelled at him?
Yeah, that was hilarious. Scott did great work over there. But sometimes you wouldn't see those guys for months because they'd be tying up all those loose ends, and then all of a sudden, boom, they would just explode with, you know, 5 stories during sweeps for a couple weeks.
I wonder if that's why it changed, because you could hold stuff back for sweeps when you were judged, but now it doesn't work that way. You're
in the book all the time.
Yeah, so it's content, 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 content. We don't care what it is, content.
Right.
Obviously, they want it to be good, but they just want content.
Well, Charlie has been able to churn out material. He's been able to get a story out there. You know, when you think maybe he'd be busy putting together one big story, you know, with the beginning, a middle,
fired,
and end.
Though, I mean, to Fox 2's defense, he's not getting fired, right?
No, no. Yeah,
so he's leaving.
No, he's leaving.
We are losing him, which sucks.
Yeah, no, it's just bad for the city. It's bad for those of us who want to know that somebody's watching the people who are spending our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of others over there, including ML, thank God, who's at Fox 2 and does a great job. It's a phenomenal job.
I was watching Nightline because I couldn't sleep, so I was just watching a bunch of Nightlines out of my
Nightline's great.
And I was watching the story they did on fake news, because that's obviously a big hot-button issue right now post-election.
Yeah.
And they went to Macedonia, where a lot of these websites are made with fake news.
Right.
And they talk to these guys in shadows that run the website, and this dude's like, I make more money in 3 months than my parents have a whole lifetime by making fake news, because it gets shared and spread on Facebook and Google, and they earn. And Google takes a huge
How do they make their money on that? How does that work?
Ads on the website. People share those stories, and then people click on them.
Even though it's fake, it doesn't matter.
Nobody cares if it's fake anymore. That's the problem.
It's just that headline that draws you in, that clickbait.
It is all clickbait, but then the story's bullshit most of the time.
What did I get sucked in on clickbait again today?
Confirmation bias, man.
Kind of looking at when you walked in.
Breastfeeding?
No.
It's got to be celebrity.
I was
tubes.
Punching away and punching away, and the goddamn thing wouldn't change. I was getting so pissed.
Is it a celebrity tubes?
No. Wait.
Top 15 places celebrities show their tubes.
Oh, I know. It was, they were talking about how you won't believe how Barbara Eden looks now. And so I'm like, well, shit, I want to see how Barbara Eden looks now.
18 pages of ads later.
So, but first I got to go through fucking Wonder Woman. Linda Carter and, you know, every other 60s, 70s, and 80s babe.
Well, you just made that website some money.
I don't know how much they make, because I only got through like 5 people. I never got to Barbara Eden.
They made enough. Isn't that crazy, though?
I know, it sucks. I don't know why I even bother. One I want to see is always the last one, of course.
That's why it's clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
Slideshow.
Oh, those are the worst.
I know, they are the worst. God. I don't know how that sports website, I don't know how they have any viewers.
Which one?
Bleacher Report.
Thank you. How does anyone bother? I see anything. When I see Bleacher Report, I say, no thanks.
Oh, really?
Not going.
You know, it's funny. I've never been there.
Well, you know, when we were doing the sports station, I'd be seeing, you know, a lot of good stories. Hey, this is a nice list. And then I'd have to copy and paste each slide.
Oh.
And it was so tedious that I just gave up on it.
Oh, really?
It's tedious to even go to the website and read it. Because you just got to click, 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 click. And, of course, you know, it's not like the first click always works, or the second, you know. It's, oh, God, I'm so pissed.
That.
So annoyed. Yeah, fuck that. There's so many websites that just give you the story.
If the story's good enough, someone else will figure it out.
Now, what do you want to know? Oh, Barbara Eden? Look at Barbara Eden. See, that should have been worthwhile. Look at her in her wedding dress. Man, does she look fine. Ooh, always like Barbara Eden.
Saved you some clicks.
Thanks, Jay. We'll need to do that in the future. She looks great. Although that's not a current picture. Can you ask for a current picture?
Sure.
Just so I can see what I would have seen.
Is she 85?
No, is she 85?
I believe so.
No way.
Wow.
Because when she was Jeannie, that was 67, 68. She was probably 25.
So does she look good or not?
43.
For 85.
She'd be 70. She's got to be in her mid-70s.
It's a gilf.
I think.
Ugh. I think
she still looks good there.
She's putting out.
Hell yeah, she's putting out.
Should we call her? Oh, look at the main page to her website. Tell me that's not airbrushed and filtered and Photoshopped. There's not a line or blemish on her face.
Well, she likes bow ties.
Do you think that hair's natural blonde?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She still got it.
Your bush is blonde, too.
Got what?
Bush.
She doesn't have a bush.
Yes, she does. She's got a huge bush.
It all fell out at her advanced age.
Hey, she looks pretty good. There's been a little work done there.
She looks like the Joker.
She looks a little Joker-esque, doesn't she?
Look at that.
Look at that rack still standing up after all these years.
Oh, please. It's probably in a bra. Take that bra off and let's see what it looks like.
I don't know. I think Jeannie's doing pretty good.
Major Nelson.
Who ravished
those?
Major Nelson.
Master, I'm sorry. Master.
Who is the oldest
those.
Chick you find hot that you would actually...
Ooh.
Helen Mirren, right?
Helen Mirren's up there. I really like her.
She's looking kind of baggy.
She's got a great rack.
Well, I can't say that after
she does.
We answer that question. Whoever I say is going to look baggy.
Oh, you were so kind to Barbara Eden, my fantasy gilf.
But that wasn't the question.
It's formalized, I have to be kind to your fantasy gilf.
Sophia Loren, maybe?
Yeah. Sophia Loren looked great, man, for a long time.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Who?
I hate that these chicks have to fight.
Is Eartha Kitt still alive?
I didn't like her when she was 40. I wasn't attracted to her.
Who's the other one? She's like ancient. Everyone talks about how beautiful she is.
How ageless?
Yeah. Black lady.
Whoopi?
No. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
You've always had a thing for her.
It'll come. She's hilarious. No. Oh, God, it'll come.
Wait, a black chick who was hot.
Yeah, and like she's always been ancient and a singer. Lena
Horne?
Yeah. People always point out, like, hey, she's ageless.
The ageless Lena Horne.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I just never thought she was that beautiful.
She was not that beautiful.
Brandon?
Well, I was going to say Jane Seymour, but she's not that old. But she's
Seymour's
hot. She's in her
60s.
Oh, Christie Brinkley looks amazing.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
No, you know what it is? She came across like a total bitch on CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh, she's been through
oh
four husbands.
God.
She can be a massive bitch, no doubt. She's a royal pain in the ass, but she's hot.
By the way, Lena Horne, not so hot anymore because she's been dead for 6 years.
Yeah, I would say she's been going downhill. Pretty rapidly after death.
I'm trying to think out who else would be out there that'd be worth a crap.
Who was the last choice we were talking about?
Sophia Loren.
Really. After her. Did Brandon mention or Jay?
Jane Seymour.
Was there one other?
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury.
I think Brandon said that.
Angela Lansbury looked as good at 80 as she did at 30. She did.
This body on Helen Mirren,
No, you're right. She does have an amazing body. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in her mid-60s, and she's in a two-piece, and she doesn't look bad in a two-piece at all.
I think, is she older than that?
Oh, you know who's in a two-piece bathing suit who's like 52 or 53?
Kellyanne Conway?
She's 49. She didn't look too bad, but...
she actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, she did.
Elizabeth Hurley,
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Gorgeous.
Hugh Grant had just come to mind, and Elizabeth Hurley, who Bill Clinton nailed, apparently.
Wow.
Can you believe that she succumbed to Bill Clinton?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I can't believe it.
Can you believe he succumbed to Divine Brown?
Hard to believe.
Although she just went down on him.
I just think he ponied up the cash and didn't really know who was going to do it. It just didn't matter. It was a mouth.
Cheryl Ladd?
She can look great. I think she was on that Natural Beauty show, wasn't it, Cheryl Ladd?
She's gorgeous.
How old's Rachel Hunter now? She's not that old.
She's probably 50. Remember when she came in studio?
Yeah.
She knew the whole Rod Stewart stomach pumping
joke. Well, it's true.
Yeah. Well, she knew the story. She verified the story for us, basically.
Suzanne Summers, maybe?
Ugh.
I think she looks good. I like Suzanne Summers.
Weird, though.
What about Mary Steen? Is it Steenburgen?
Oh, yeah.
She
looks
dancing,
damn good.
Dancing,
yeah.
Chick.
She's really not my type, but I got to admit, she looks great.
How about Barbara Hershey?
Barbara Hershey looked fantastic for a long time. I haven't seen her in a while. Something tells me she's aging more quickly because she seems to be less photographed.
I'm just going through a list here of names. Morgan Fairchild was on there. Wendy Malick.
Morgan Fairchild.
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon, yeah, she looks really good. She's 70.
How about Sulla?
Her daughter Trilla? Looks awesome, by the way.
Who?
Sarandon's daughter?
Sarandon's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen her lately. Oh, she man. Been?
She's got a monster rack. She was in That's My Boy. She was the younger version of the teacher.
I love that movie, by the way.
She was in Californication, too, for a long time.
Yeah, she was. That's right. She does look great. But Susan Sarandon, she's dating like a 35-year-old dude now.
What?
She dumped Tim Robbins for some 35-year-old.
Huh.
And she was running, they had bought some... It was like a ping pong bar, supposedly the new thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, I know.
Ping pong bars.
Yeah. I only know that because I believe she was on Jimmy Fallon playing ping pong or something.
Oh, was she? Seriously?
Or somebody went there and played her in ping pong.
The reaction on her daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. She doesn't really look like Susan Sarandon, though. Yeah, I see a resemblance. Definitely. And
oh, here's one. Jessica Lange.
Her name is
Eva Jessica Lange.
Murray.
Eva
Murray, yeah.
Jessica Lange looked fantastic for a long time. She all of a sudden, like, everything just collapsed at once. It was like she aged. She didn't age at all from like 30 to 55, and then she went from like 30 to 60 overnight.
I got one.
I don't understand that.
Dolly Parton.
I like Dolly Parton. I swear.
She hasn't changed in 20 years.
Had a lot of work done, but.
Yeah.
I think it's good work, whoever's doing it.
Do you know what this is?
What's that?
Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton. Behind a tree, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
It's their big joke. And
Mark's plus sign.
Second grade. Get it? You get it, Brandon? Those are boobs.
Yeah.
Remember Maggie Smith?
Maggie Smith?
What? Maggie gross. Smith. Maggie Smith?
When she was young.
Well, yeah, but she's not young she anymore, is. Jay.
Who is Maggie Smith?
She's a British actress, right? Isn't she in Downton Abbey?
Yeah, but she was in like...
She's all yours. She's all yours, Jay.
Wasn't she old and old as dirt in Sister Act back in 1991?
Really?
Movie?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. I Googled, just because we're discussing it, sexy old celebrities, and J-Lo pops up.
J-Lo's 48.
Can someone please notify her that she's on that list, though? Because that would horrify her.
Who else you got? Heather Locklear. Did you get
Heather Locklear. That's
Heather Locklear, yeah. Solid. She looked great. Yeah.
That's solid.
I
know, after all of her rock for Maggie Smith.
J-Lo, I don't know what's going on with J-Lo. I think she's got serious head issues. First of all, we talked about the whole Scientology thing, that mm-hmm. J-Lo was the one celebrity, the Church of Scientology, okay, who's really rich, extremely successful, still has a career going that we could easily separate from their money. J-Lo. Got to be J-Lo. I mean,
pretty easy mark, right?
Yeah, she seemed, as I was reading about it in Leah Remini's book, I thought, boy, she does seem like the perfect mark. She seems dumb enough to get separated from her money by a church or a cult.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Leah Remini didn't really let them get to her. But look at her history with men, how hideous it is, the guy she's chosen. And now, supposedly, did you hear about the thing with Mark Anthony?
No.
Okay,
well,
I
know they performed together or something, right?
Right. After she and Casper have broken up, and Casper, this idiot, like, he would think he was 22 when she started dating him. She was 44, 45. So now he'd be 24, 25. Anyway, he was on allowance, like $10,000 grand a week or something ridiculous
awesome.
That. And the funniest part was, I read a story about Casper bought her some beautiful ring or something. It's like, it's with her own money. Shut up. Don't act like that guy had $50,000 to throw around for a ring. Are you kidding?
Well, along those same lines, Mariah Carey was spotted with that dancer.
Oh, the dancer? The
dancer boy toy making out on the beach.
Oh, they're making out now?
Yeah.
Oh, she really wants to torture this guy.
Exactly. That's why I wondered how real it was, or if she just like, hey, come make out with me on the beach and let these tabloid people catch these photos.
Well, and she was in those airbrushed pictures on her reality show, which was so obvious.
Yeah.
I don't even know why she does that. She looks fine. Why would she airbrush and get busted doing it?
Photoshop. Everyone busted her Instagram Photoshop. Did you see that one?
Yes.
The pie.
Mm-hmm.
She also gave an interview with E, you know, that fantastic news network, E.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, she's talking about this new diet she's on, and she says, it's really hard. My diet, you would hate it. All you eat is Norwegian salmon and capers all day. That's it.
Yikes. What the fuck?
It's not a diet. She's just eating one thing all day. What a nut.
There's a school that teaches millennial adults on how to be an adult with lessons like how to make a bed.
Oh, my God.
And this is so funny. It's like how to balance a checking account. All these things that normal people sort of figure out for themselves.
Yeah. How to feed yourself.
What?
How to show up to places on time.
Oh, well, maybe I need to enroll.
Well, millennials have been... Yes, we might. Is there a brief, maybe a one course version, a one night course version?
It's a simple solution. You just lie to me. It's what time you need me there.
Is that what Julie does?
All the time.
We've certainly read a lot about millennials and discussed millennials quite a bit. They seem to be, in many cases, and it's unfair to say they're all the same. They aren't. There's some really together young people, as there always are. But there are quite a few millennials who, if it's not spoon-fed to them, if they're not...
Next message for Drew.
Yes, it is. It's
Bing.
Nothing.
Bing. Quite lengthy.
Oh, really?
If it's not spoon-fed to them, if it's not something that they're given and they were entitled to in the first place, then everything sort of blows up. And we all know a number of millennials. We had a lot of them come and intern for us.
Yeah.
So we've always joked about millennials.
How do you not know how to make a bed?
Well, because no one ever made you make a bed. Because mommy always made it for you. I mean, you really do have a lot of parents. I thought, you know, over time there was really a lot of progress in terms of men trying to be not quite so sexist and do at least a few little things to make it at least appear that they didn't rely on women to do all their menial tasks.
Of course.
But in the millennial world, a lot of millennials have not been asked to, I remember who was it? Well, I won't say who it was, but it was a relative of mine, a female, who was saying she had to go home because her son didn't know how to make lunch. Her son was like 22 at the time.
Really?
It was like, wait, you're joking, aren't you? Can't make a sandwich? No.
Wait, come on. Make really? a sandwich?
No. And I really thought it was a scam on his part where he really just acts helpless.
Mom, I want a sandwich.
What am I going to do? I'm going to starve. I'm going to go back to school.
A sandwich?
Yeah. A lot of abuse was strewn about after this revelation because, you know, it was like, well, you don't have to leave, do you? Really? Oh, yeah. He's helpless. He can't boil water. He can't do anything.
Well, you know what? Then just eat the bread plain. Too bad. I'm not coming home.
Go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
No, but I've heard a lot of similar stories like that where there's just this royal helplessness. But anyway, here's a school that's going to teach millennials how to take care of a pet, how to make a dentist appointment, how to clean the kitchen.
Wouldn't that be the how to make a dentist appointment? What?
You laugh, but I'm telling you, I guarantee there are people listening around going, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Imagine how bad the helicopter parents are of these students.
Well, precisely.
That's why they're there in the first place.
Yeah, when they're choppering around, they're busy doing all that stuff. I mean, they're really living two lives. They're living their own life, and they're doing everything to make that other life. I mean, we've heard about helicopter parents who literally know their kids' entire schedule at college and the night before. Hey, you got a quiz tomorrow. Don't forget to read pages 72 to 92. I mean, they really know all of that bullshit. It's incredible.
It's not real life, man.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't want... I think the majority of people wouldn't want that from their parents, really.
No, if they knew better.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've heard about millennials' parents who actually took their bosses to task for not giving them a bigger raise. Or for not praising him enough?
I can't believe that had ever worked.
No, it can't work.
You know what? You put forth a really strong argument. I'm going to give your son a raise.
Well, how embarrassing. Is she, who got there? Rachel?
Yep.
Cool.
Rachel.
Rachel!
Hello!
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. It's Drew and Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
And you've talked to Brandon and Jay probably already.
Already, yes.
And we're fascinated by this adulting school that you've started.
Yeah, thank you. I heard that you were talking about how people just don't even know how to make their own sandwiches anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things that they just don't know how to do because people do it for them, I assume. I mean, isn't that how we got here? I mean, I assume the reason you have people applying or entering these classes is because of the kind of parents that just, or the moms that just do everything.
Well, some of that. It's some of that. I mean, there are definitely some helicopter parents who have created a little bit of, you know, people who just don't have life skills. So right. Parents out there, teach your kids stuff. But there's also, on the other side of it, there's like, you know, I went through life, and then unfortunately my mom passed away, and thankfully she had some money, and I inherited it.
Mm-hmm.
And I melted into a puddle going, how do I deal with inheritance? What?
Right. You know, you would think that getting a bunch of money from anything, of course, you don't want your mother to die.
Calm down. It's not a bunch.
Any amount of money would be nice. But then when you're faced with, oh, my God, what do I do with it? How, do I invest it? Do I just put it in the bank? What do I do?
Right.
I mean, some people are surely faced with that.
Right.
Or, you know, last night we were watching the Leah Remini show on Scientology, and they were talking about these people who'd been in the church for 30 or 40 years, and all of a sudden they leave the Church of Scientology. They don't have a check. They've never had a checking account. They don't know how
right.
to do anything.
This is what we're talking about. If it hasn't happened to you, and maybe you have weird parents who are like, you know, the freestyle ones, who are like, just go forth and forage. And then... And they, you know, and you didn't get those lessons. Those are also people who come to us. But also, you know, how about I don't know how to change my own oil. Do you guys? I mean,
that's going pretty deep. I mean, yeah, from how to make a bed to how to change the oil.
You drive it to the 10-minute change place down the street.
Yeah, and you tell me you need your oil changed.
Yeah, and then you wait 10 minutes, right? And then it's done.
Well, but these are things that if it's like if you are trying to save money.
Yeah,
or you want to know how to do it.
Or how about changing a tire on the side of the road? I mean, that's something everybody should know how to do.
I agree.
Right. So it's not necessarily just entitled people who were created as monsters. It's just lessons that you might have missed. Somebody right now is making a video for our website, how to fold a fitted sheet. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, you know how I do it? Because sometimes my wife yells at me when I do the laundry because I just, you know, she's a perfectionist. So I fold it, and then I fold the corners over, and then I fold it so it's just a nice square. So she wouldn't know unless she opened the full package. Is that the trick?
Do you know what I do? I try that, and then I throw it on the floor and scream in anger because I can't even get it to do that.
Sounds like you need to go to class.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked somebody to do the video.
Well, what is the most, what would you say, and I won't use the word pathetic because that sounds, I'll try to be positive.
Astonishing?
What is the most surprising thing that you found that perhaps a millennial did not know how to do?
Well, you know, they aren't so forthcoming with, can you teach me how to?
Mm-hmm.
But things like, we had a, how to bake a chicken. You know, like
how to bake a chicken.
You've got a chicken. You don't, and you'd be surprised how many people don't know sort of how to make a meal for themselves that is like a real, not frozen,
drive-through meal. I believe
the story mentions not knowing how to make a bed. There really are people who are over 18 years old who do not know how to make a bed.
I mean, it's sort of subjective how to make a bed, right? So, yeah, I mean, there are people. We try not to judge. Try to just give them the life skills. But, yeah, I mean, there are people who have gotten through life. And you know the term adulting. And it basically is anything that you perceive to be an adult task. And if you get to the point in life where you're like, uh-oh, I crossed the threshold. And I've got to adult, and I got to start making my bed, and tucking and folding. Yeah, they get
Rachel, can you explain to me, like, where in making the bed do they get hung up? What's the really tough part? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Maybe they have cotton allergies. I don't know.
No, the hard part is the bottom, Drew, to tuck it tight enough.
It's the tucking and tightening. It's the origami part on the corner on the bottom.
I guess it would also be knowing
how
much to tuck in at the end so you still have enough at the top of the bed to pull the sheet back and have a little... That would be tricky, I guess.
And then turn down service. That just
it feels like you're saying this from experience.
Possibly,
tuck you in bed.
You know?
Let me guess.
It wasn't easy.
At the adulting school, there's probably people that are... post-election just don't know how to deal with the Trump presidency and don't know how to communicate with their families or something, right?
Well, it's funny you should mention, I teach improv and acting. It's sort of, you know, where I got this. And I started teaching years ago, there are a lot of people who don't know how to have hard conversations. And especially with the holidays coming, you know, you got your grandpa Joe who loves Trump and wants all the immigrants out of the country, and you're mortified about that, or other way around. I don't know. I'm not judging. Yes, I am. But you have to be able to have these conversations or leave your house at Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be teaching a workshop that is, you know, how to just sort of move through it, redirect it. Yes, I'm sure that is very important to you. Where's the eggnog? You know, and just...
Well, how about just accepting someone else's opinion?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting because this is, let's not get too political, but people feel really strongly about stuff about this. This isn't just, you know, a run-of-the-mill election where your guy won and my guy won.
Oh, no.
Or lady.
Not even close.
But it's different.
And it's never worth losing family and friends over.
Which, that's what I'm trying to say.
But I feel like the kind of people that would go to the adulting school feel that way.
That it's worth losing people over?
Yeah, they just would rather avoid the issue. There seems to be a lot of avoidance at the people that would need your school.
You think so?
Yeah, avoidance of real life. Avoidance of being an adult.
No, this is where they learn the real life. This is where they finally go, you know what?
Avoided it.
Well, that's good. At least they are self-aware enough to know that they don't know how to clean the kitchen or whatever it is. Because that's one of the other things they mentioned, how to clean the kitchen. Again, can I ask where people get hung up on how to clean the kitchen? Is it running the dishwasher, maybe?
I mean, those are sort of extreme examples.
But they're good examples.
It's examples.
Because I could see somebody saying, well, I don't know how to run the dishwasher, or I don't do it the way she likes me to do it, or I can't clean up the kitchen.
It's more like, I didn't know that you shouldn't put raw chicken on the counter.
Oh,
and
God,
I didn't
really?
Know that you are, you know, if you use bleach to clean, you should, you know, wipe it off with this. And it's more like that kind of stuff. It's, you know...
Oh, that's a little
more
challenging. I see. Yeah, they really promoted this with
rudimentary. Right.
They kind of promoted this with the lower end things like how to make a bed, how to take care of a pet, how to make a dentist appointment, how to clean the kitchen. So
everyone knows how to do that.
Well, you like to think they do.
How about balancing a checkbook?
Yeah, that's a big one. We have a lot of financial people were stuck with financial stuff. That's fair, I think.
I don't think that's unique to a millennial. I mean,
no.
I'm Gen X. There are plenty of Gen Xers that have no idea how to do any of that.
Yeah, checkbook.
You know, it comes not necessarily from them not having learned, but more about, I think for millennials, there is a sense of their parents wanted to be like, explore who you are because we had to be this way. We were told we had to go to school, we had to learn this. And so the parents have sort of given a looser leash with things like that. And so they didn't hone and perfect skills. They were paying attention. And that's why people think they're so selfish, is because they were sort of given a license to explore themselves. And with all of the information coming at them, and they're the information age, you know, they're
technology too.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem to be pretty
well.
So
now they're like,
because it's all about them.
Yes,
really.
Rachel, how does somebody if they want to take your adult or go to adulting school? What's the best way? Where do they start?
So they can go to theadultingschool.com, and right now we've had a lot of live events that we'd like to, you know, keep. We've done a lot. We're in Maine. We've done a lot in Maine, and we'd like to keep them going. And take them national, those sorts of classes. But what we're also doing is ramping up our website so that our experts, and we're open to experts in any and all things, they can upload their content and people can learn from them.
That's great.
And when you get a student ID at the adulting school, is it a selfie or does someone actually take a picture?
Oh, my God, that's genius. That's something we wouldn't have to teach them to do.
No.
Oh, no. I love
that. They can show you how to do it. They'll show you how to make the ID.
You might have to instruct them not to be nude in their student ID.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the cost for adulting school?
Well, right now we are open. We are giving away 2 free months, and then we are going to charge a membership. It will be it depends. There are levels. It will be anywhere from $15 a month and up.
Hmm. Wow, 2 free months though.
Yeah, 2 free months.
And when
here's the first lesson they get: time management. How to make time for the adulting school.
Hey, what's the key? What's the key to not being late? I know somebody that's late to everything, and they really want to start being on time.
I'm not an expert in that. I'm late everywhere, but our expert probably would say setting your clock faster. But also, it is a shift in instead of respecting your own time, you respect other people.
Ah!
It's a shift in perspective.
That's a very good point.
Sounds hard.
Yeah, instead of going me, 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 you go, how about them and respecting their time?
This person has clocks that are fast in their house, but they know they're fast, so they know by how, that they're 11 minutes fast. So
you, kind you, of you, this person you needs about.
To just whoever this
not
person
be
is.
As good as...
They're not fooled by the clock.
I don't know who you're talking about. This person could be, possibly.
No, I don't know.
But, yeah.
Hey, when you graduate from adulting school, do you have a graduation ceremony? Is there a cap and gown and that sort of thing?
You get a diploma? No, it's not an official. No, it's
you're not,
not
accredited.
No, we're not accredited.
Okay.
No.
All right.
We'll work on that.
Well, we'll send everyone to your website, and hopefully we can make some good adults out of this. And thanks so much for your time, Rachel.
Thanks for talking to me, you guys.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Rachel.
Bye. Bye.
That's how millennials say goodbye.
Bye. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Actually, didn't we find out they never say goodbye? They just hang up the phone.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Oh, you're still there. Okay. Later.
Yeah, that's the trap door hang up. The Melrose Place hang up.
I need closure.
Exactly. Bye, Rachel.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
But for real. There was a story.
Bye-bye.
Swear to God. On, let's see, Good Morning America? Or was it today's show? I'm going to get it right. Good Morning America had a story today about,
you know,
about saying goodbye at holiday parties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Can you believe how much instruction there is in the world now?
Saying goodbye at holiday parties?
Yeah, saying goodbye at holiday parties. In other words, do you need to say goodbye at a holiday party, or can you just trapdoor it like I like to do?
Yeah. You're the most amazing trapdoor artiste I've ever seen.
Absolutely. But, you know, we've always had the pressure, the morning pressure, so it was always kind of understood that we always had to leave. And they were talking about they have the same problem, all the people on the Good Morning America. They all get up at ridiculous, like 2 o'clock or 2:30 or something insane like that. But they do get a limousine to work, probably, which is kind of nice.
And producers to do all their writing and prep and stuff.
They really spend most of their time in makeup, I bet.
Yep, you got it.
But anyway, I've always maintained that saying goodbye takes up and wastes so much time in the course of your life. Can you imagine if you could have all the time back that you spent saying goodbye to somebody, like especially at holiday parties or parties like that?
I'm the wrong person to ask for the other side of it, but I'm sure Tom Massaway would probably present why you have to say goodbye to somebody.
Oh, yeah. No, and I'm sure.
I don't really know why. I mean, I don't know. I feel like when you say goodbye to somebody, it's just filled with lies. Like, hey, let's get together next Friday. All right, yeah, cool, man. That'll be great. And then, of course, you never, you know.
Well, there's just something
so you know,
inherently,
you're texting, who dis?
I guess, slightly awkward about it. Like, you know, I've squeezed every ounce of fun out of being with you and your family that I can possibly get, and I really just want to get out of here and get back to my life. I mean, it's not really it's just kind of implied that there's nothing more for me here, unless it's so late you have to get to bed.
When you trap door, though, it's like, I guess I'm not even important enough to say goodbye to.
That's why I try to do the general, see you, everybody.
Yeah, to everybody,
at once, but Kristen sucks me in and wants to do individuals, so. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that you have to kiss 18 people because you're leaving.
You just say goodbye to everyone.
Because you're arriving. I just think it's insane. It's a crazy waste of time. And if you leave, if nobody did say goodbye, it would just be, well, he's not here anymore, so he must have left. So, okay, that's cool.
Oh, I mean, Dick didn't say goodbye.
They said that if it's a party of over 12 people, they said a dozen, if it's a party of over 12, you do not have to say goodbye.
Really?
Yeah, you can just bolt.
Oh, that piece came in handy then.
They called it ghosting.
Trapdoor's
better. I thought trapdoor was better. But if the party is less than 12 people, then, yeah, you have to say goodbye. You have to make your departure. But they did say that if it's over 12, that the best thing to do is to say that for some reason you might have to leave early. So,
have you ever been at an event and you really want to go, but you don't want to be the first person to leave?
Yeah. No, that yeah, absolutely.
I feel like that happens way too often.
Or you don't want to be the first person there.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't care about being the first person there because I know I can be the first person to leave, or I can leave pretty quick. Like, that doesn't bother me.
Well, right, your schedule would kind of suggest that, anyway. But yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, especially if it's around someone who's considered important.
I certainly, and especially judging by my size, have no problem being the first person to dive into a buffet. You know, some people are always awkward about, well, can we eat?
Yes.
I will just go for it. So much so we got yelled at once.
Yeah, we've been in trouble for that.
Well, at the palace, didn't we?
That's the one.
We dug into the food at the palace. Well, they brought the food out. It's like, what'd you bring it out for? You don't want anyone eating.
If the food's out.
They had to make a major announcement to everybody because Mark and I were stuffing our faces. That no one was allowed to touch the food.
Why was the food out, though?
Exactly. Once the food comes out, it's fair game.
What were you guys eating, by the way? You remember?
The whole buffet. We took scoops of everything because we had to jump on the air in a short period of time. So
you remember what they had?
It was pretty good. I remember
meatballs.
That
I remember meatballs and mashed potatoes.
Maybe some scrimps.
Taters.
Scrimps. Yep. It was good. It was good food. And we got it first when it was fresh, right when it came
Sweet.
Out. Everybody else had it. And wait for after we had
How long did they want it to sit there
like
before anybody
half
ate
hour,
it?
Drew. It was ridiculous.
And the announcement was really kind of obnoxious, too, wasn't it?
Well, because it was directed at us two idiots.
We were the only two eating.
But it was kind of an obnoxious way of saying it. I mean,
I know
that I want to knock the palace because the palace has been very good to us. But there was just sort of a...
We had a little problem with the food. People actually thought they were supposed to start eating, and we'll make an announcement when we want you to start eating, which is not yet. So please don't eat the food. God forbid. It's only sitting out there.
Are we supposed to eat it?
Well, we already had plates, so we just kept going.
I know.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Pig snot.
Did you order you something to eat?
There is a Burger King commercial coming out with John Heder and Efren Ramirez from...
Oh, really? Napoleon and Pedro?
Exactly. From Napoleon Dynamite. A Burger King commercial.
What's it for?
It's for some tater tots.
Oh, how perfect.
It's perfect. Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Is it going to be weird seeing them, like, old?
I think so. Older? Yeah, I do. I think, unless they're dressed like Napoleon and...
Well, I believe they would be, right?
I would think so, although there was a picture of him here. You know, maybe I'll have to dig that. I can't find it right now, but I'll dig it up for part two at the beginning there to see if it's...
I'd love to watch that movie right now.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Love that
I hated
movie.
It the first time I saw it.
I didn't appreciate it the first time.
Yeah.
I did like it, kind of, but the second and third time, I loved it.
Well,
and
you
then
find... You
anytime
find
after that, I just... If I see it's on, I'll start watching it, and I will love it.
You find weird things in it the second, third... 8th, 9th, 20th time.
Definitely.
Like, oh, Shoshani Arrowheads.
What?
The guy with the Shoshani Arrowhead. You don't know what he's saying?
Yes.
They found some Shoshani Arrowheads. It's just so stupid in a throwaway line, but it's really funny. Is this the ad?
Come on, give some of your tots.
That's a tots part.
I'm starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Gross.
That's great.
Oh, I can't wait to get those drops. Fans of the movie will be happy to know the 39-year-old John Heder and 43-year-old. He's 43?
Wow.
Efren Ramirez have teamed up again, the comedic duo, the latest Burger King advert to promote their cheesy tater tots.
Oh, yeah. They're not dressed as... They're dressed as themselves.
Yeah, that looks fucked up to me.
Do you want
to
hear it?
Yeah.
There might be an ad before the ad. There better not be an ad before the ad.
Heater seen asking Ramirez, whoa.
Are those cheesy tots?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Sure.
He's grabbing all of them. He takes one out of his hand.
Dang it, those are good.
Come on,
why isn't he Napoleon?
Can I finish your drink?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's ridiculous.
That's totally stupid.
Yeah. Right.
They should be dressed as Napoleon and...
I'm not even sure
everyone's gonna... Oh, you think that's what it is?
Probably.
What?
The rights.
Wouldn't he own the right?
Yeah.
It's his movie. Right?
Isn't there enough money for everyone if Burger King wants to do a commercial? Wouldn't you figure?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any point if you're not gonna, if he's not gonna be Napoleon. What is the fucking point? Because honestly, some people are not gonna even recognize him.
That's a bummer.
They'd probably have to get Fox to sign off on it.
Well, silly people.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, we're gonna wrap part
over
one.
There, that man, I found a cup of soap on the arrowhead.
That's so ridiculous. And everyone's looking at him like he's got something profound to say.
It's after Napoleon's hard day of work.
Yeah, the milk farm or whatever.
Yes.
And this guy's regaling him with this magnificent story, and you can't understand a word he says.
Over there, that pig man, I found a cup of soap on the arrowhead.
How about when the bus drives by and there's the gunshot?
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. There's so many little things.
There are. I know. That bus ride, too, with him dragging the action figure and behind the bus.
And like in the movie, I hate and I still don't like the dance scene.
At the prom?
I just don't care for it. Yeah, Napoleon's dance scene where he's got the moon boots on. It's neat and all, but that's like my least favorite part of that movie. But that's the one part that everybody always... you know, points to with that movie.
The movie had to have some kind of a big...
Wait, climax. I know. Why does everybody point to that scene?
Because he's just a great dance scene. It's like the one thing...
Oh, the dance scene.
Yeah,
okay, I thought you meant the prom.
Scene. No. The
wait, why don't you like the dance scene?
I don't know. It just doesn't do anything. It's not that funny to me. It's okay. I just think there's so many other better parts in the movie. Mainly Uncle Rico.
I love his drawings, just because...
I know.
Yes.
It's just how I would draw a face. It's just terrible.
A liger?
You know,
a liger?
The whole... Oh, here we go. Here's the shooting scene. Gotta wait for the bus to come before he shoots it.
That's great.
There's a lot of things in that movie that I think they're very... in a small way, or maybe not in such a small way, that are very real, like, you know, women like men who have skills.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you laugh at it in the movie, but there's a lot of truth to that.
I just realized another...
I understand why he wants to have skills. Chicks are impressed by skills.
Another subtle line I totally forgot about that it maybe took me 5 times watching the movie to get was, I want that. They're still
God.
The boat.
Yeah, the boat.
And she leans over to her
comes
husband.
With the bowls that he can't break.
I want that. It's like, why would you want that piece of shit?
He's like, try to break that. He can't. I can't.
Here's another great scene.
And how about the scene with Kip trying to drive over it to prove that it won't break? And he just drives away. Damn.
I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Are you serious?
He's riding, Napoleon's riding the bike.
Watch this.
He grabs his steak off his plate. Chip steak. And then CR Pro. It's like four
what
things
are you
right there.
Doing?
That's what I'm talking about.
How about the time machine?
Yeah, the crystals.
Yes.
I love that Rico just took Kip stick up his plate.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things would have been different.
A hot tub.
I'd have gone pro. In a heartbeat. I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere. You know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate. Kip.
Kip's looking the other way. That's the best part.
Cyberspace.
Cyberspace.
You ever come across anything?
Go back in time and get in that game.
Easy.
Easy.
I've already looked into it for myself. Right on.
Rico is way underrated. He could have won a supporting actor, or at least a nomination, right?
Yeah. He's the highlight of that movie, in my opinion. Him and Kip.
Here's Kip. Drive over that thing. Show how strong it is. Oops.
Dang it.
All right. We're going to wrap part one. Stand by for part two. See ya.
Rick the Arm.
break the wrist.